Both Samoa and American Samoa received tremendous amounts of rain, 14 inches in Apia, and both suffered from wind and floods. Yesterday, a 747 chartered by the San Diego Red Cross arrived in American Samoa with tents, cots, batteries, propane tanks, and other supplies. Farmers warned to expect a shortage of fruit and vegetables. One of them, Sosene Leao, told RNZ Pacific that bananas and ulu, breadfruit, were worst hit. Most of the breadfruit trees are either damaged or they're fallen over, he said, and it will take 2 to 3 years to grow back. Cyclone Gita mostly missed Niue, but strengthened to Category 5 as it tracked toward Tonga. That translates to sustained winds of 144 miles an hour. Tongatapu and Eua got the worst of it. 1,400 homes are reported damaged or destroyed. In Nuku'alofa, the historic parliament building was completely destroyed. According to AccuWeather, the Tonga Met office was also damaged, forcing forecasters to take shelter. Gita is the fourth Category 5 cyclone to hit the Pacific since 2015. Recovery is still underway in Fiji from Winston in 2016 and in Vanuatu from Cyclone Pam a year before that. Gita's the first major storm of this year's cyclone season, but as the climate change conference will hear, those seasons now start earlier, last longer, and bring more intense storms. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.